Great silence.
完全同心默祷。
Amen.
Hallelujah, the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Let's all rise up and sing hymn 288.
我们一起唱诗，站起来唱诗288首。
288
首。
Before we study a special topic, let's all kneel down and pray and ask God to guide us.
我们在要进行我们的讨论之前，我们跪下来同心祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray together.
同心祷告。
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we commence first special topic this afternoon.
奉主圣名开始我们今天下午第一堂的专题讨论。
So this afternoon topic is evangelical experience in True Jesus Church based on the Book of Acts.
今天下午我们的题目是真耶稣教会宣道，宣道的，宣道的策划。宣道经验，使徒行传，看真耶稣教会的宣道经验。
So let's turn the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 15.
我们看使徒行传第一章第十五节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 15.
使徒行传一章十五节。
And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples. Altogether, the number of them was about 120. Can you read that? Chapter 1 verse 15.
第一章第十五节。那时有许多人聚会，约有120名。彼得就在弟兄中间站起来。
And let's go to Acts chapter 28.
看使徒行传二十八章。
Acts chapter 28.
使徒行传二十八章。
Starting from verse 28.
二十八节。
Therefore, let it be known to you that the salvation of God has been sent to the Gentile.And they were here, verse 29.
29节
And when they had said these words, the Jews departed and a great dispute among themselves, verse 30.
第30节
Then Paul dwelt two whole years in his own rented house and received all who came to him.
So we can see in the book of Acts, from the beginning, there's about 120 disciples pray together in upper room.
我们看到使徒教会的开始有120个人在这个房间这个楼房上。
And during that time, God worked with them mightily.
在那个时候，神跟他们一起同工。
The first baptism is about 3,000.
第一次的受洗有3,000个人。
And the second baptism is about 5,000.
第二次的受洗有5,000个人。
Because during that time, the Holy Spirit worked mightily with all of them.
因为当时圣灵大大的跟他们同工。
But then you can see in the end of the book of Acts.
但是我们看到使徒教会的最后一段。
There's only one person that's preaching the gospel.
只有一个人在传福音。
And that person preached the gospel in a rented house, and that was Paul.
他在自己所租的房子里就是保罗在那边传福音。
So what does this mean for us?
这个对我们来讲有什么意义？
So whatever Paul had finished, whatever Paul did not finish, we as a chosen people, we must finish.
所以保罗没有结束没有给他结束的，我们身为一个基督徒，我们要给他完成结束。
Because Paul was waiting in that rental house for us to continue his work.
因为保罗在这个租的房子等着我们要来给他完成。
So that's why between chapter 1 and chapter 28, there's much work that the apostle did, and we also must do the same.
所以我们从一章到二十八章，我们看到使徒们他们所做出来很多的事情，我们要同样的这样子做。
And whatever they did not finish, we must finish it.
那他没有做完的我们需要去给他完成。
So that's why now we're going to invite Preacher Liang to come to talk about the evangelical experience in True Church that based in the Book of Acts.
所以我们现在邀请梁传道来给我们讲说使徒行传真书。就是《使徒行传》看真耶稣教会。
And then after that, we will invite Deacon Moses Huang to give us a report on the Rutgers Campus Fellowship.
在之后我们请黄执事来帮我们做 Rutgers 校园团契的报告。
And then after that, we asked the Rosanna Outreach, the representative, to come also speak concerning that.
然后最后我们也请何善娜的小组来做报告。
So we asked Preacher Liang to come up.
So
the commission for the True Jesus Church is to revive the Apostolic Church.
So we need to
take a look at how the church has prospered.
那从《使徒行传》里面，我们可以找出教会发展的人数增加有几个原因。
And from the Book of Acts, we can discover there are several reasons why the number increased.
这个就是使徒教会宣道的经验。
Now this is the experience of the Apostolic Church.
那我们仔细看呢，我们真耶稣教会发展也是跟这几个原因有密切的关系。
And if we observe carefully, the growth of the True Jesus Church also has to do with these reasons.
主耶稣升天以前，把大使命交代门徒。
Before Jesus ascended to heaven, he entrusted the commission to the disciples.
在第一章的开始。
In the beginning of chapter 1.
但是第八节教导他们要等候上头的能力。
But in verse 8, he tells them to wait for the power from above.
然后才做见证。
And then go and bear witness.
所以主耶稣吩咐门徒要得着能力，神的国扩张才能够有功效。
So Jesus said to the disciples, "You need to receive power, then only then can the work being carried out effectively and efficiently."
今天我们仔细看我们真耶稣教会发展的过程。
So if we examine the progress of the True Jesus Church,
初代的工人非常有能力。
The workers in the early stage, they are very powerful.
所以圣工发展非常的快。
Therefore, the holy work was carried out quite smooth, quite
quickly. 因此，我们地方教会的发展。
Therefore, the growth in the local church.
当然需要计划。
Of course, we need planning.
但是我们要从第一章开始。
But however, we need to start from chapter 1.
要等候上头的能力。
We have to wait and receive the power from above.
然后在我们教会所负担的范围之内来做见证。
And in the area where our church is responsible for, we need to bear witness.
这个是最重要一件事情。
This is the most important.
但是常常是最被忽略的一件事情。
But often it is something that we always neglect.
不管我们有多少计划。
Does that matter how much planning we do?
如果没有上头的能力。
Without the power from above,
这个计划本身并不能够成就什么。
The plan in and of itself would accomplish nothing.
所以这些门徒了解这个重要性。
So these disciples understand the importance.
他看到主耶稣上升以后，就开始进耶路撒冷祷告。
After Jesus ascended to heaven, they went to Jerusalem to pray.
在《使徒行传》第一章里面。
In the book of Acts, chapter 1,
我们可以到第二章，我们可以看到所谓教会发展的三个因素。
And up to chapter 2, we can examine the three reasons why a church can grow.
一个是神力。
First of all, is the power from God.
一个是人力。
Second is the strength of man.
一个是财力。
And the other is strength of finance.
我们在 NCC 最后，我们在讨论 budget.
And in NCC at the end, we talked about the budget.
在公司里面有多少的预算做多少事情。
In the company, how we can do only as much things as much as we have the budget for.
所以我们要做什么是以预算来做一个主要的决定因素。
And so whatever we want to carry out, it is based on the budget that we have already decided.
但是在神的国里面，
However, in the kingdom of God,
人力跟财力不能够跟神力画上等号。
The strength of man and the financial wealth we have cannot be drawn as an equal sign toward the power of God.
也不能够把这个三等份，神力的重要三分之一，人力三分之一，财力三分之一。
Nor can we set an equal partition to all these three areas that the power of God is a third, the man of God and the man.The power of man is a third, and the financial wealth is a third.
这是一个次序。
That is only that should be our order.
如果我们教会有神的能力
，If our church has the power of God，
神感动人，没有一个人能够抗拒神，会出来做工。
If God moves people, there is not one who will resist God to work for Him.
如果我们教会有神的能力
，If our church has the power of God，
神感动人，钱会一直拿出来。
And God will move people that they will continue to offer their money.
所以只要我们有神的能力，人力就会出现，财力就会出现。
As long as we have the power of God, then there will be the strength of men and the wealth, the financial wealth.
所以当我们在讨论教会圣工的时候，最重要的不是考虑预算。
So as we discuss the work in the church, what's important is that we do not discuss about budget only.
最重要是神要我们做什么。
We need to find out what God wants us to do.
如果神要以色列百姓过约旦河行旷野
，If God wants the people of Israelites to cross the River Jordan and enter into the wilderness,
神就会赐玛纳
，Then God will give them manna.
神就会从磐石流水
，Then God will cause water to come out from the
rock. 如果是一件工作是神的旨意
，And if to do a certain thing is the will of God,
神就会感动人奉献财力。
Then God will move people to offer up their wealth.
所以我们教会圣工最重要考虑不是财力。
So in our consideration of the church work, the important thing is not about the wealth.
是神要我们做什么
？It is what God wants us to do.
我们有没有神的权柄在身上
？And whether or not we have the authority of God with us.
那其他的神都会解决。
And the others, God will take care of them.
所以他们开始祷告求圣灵。
And so they pray and they pray for the Holy Spirit.
那从第二章我们是看圣灵充满。
And in chapter 2, we see that they are filled with the Holy Spirit.
第二章四十二节开始，好多人卖了财产，全部都拿来。
And in verse 42 of chapter 2, many people sold everything that they had and offered everything.
如果大家被神的爱充满
，If today everyone is filled by the power and love of God,
把我们存在银行的十分之一拿出来奉献
，And if we were to offer up just a tenth of what we have in our banks,
美国有哪一个圣工我没有办法完成
？Is there any work in the United States that we can accomplish？
神力是很重要的。
So the power of God is very important.
到了第六章
，And in to chapter 6,
人不够拣选的人就出来了。
There's not enough people, and God caused them to.To appear.
因为使徒教会是一个被圣灵充满的教会。
Because the church of the apostolic time is a church that is filled by the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们在带领整个教会，第一个要务就是怎么让我们整个教会被圣灵充满。
So the important thing of leading a church is how do we cause our church to be filled by the Holy Spirit?
这个常常我们忽略了。
And this is something we often neglect.
所以第一章开始就是祷告。
And so chapter 1 started with prayer.
所以我们发展教会第一个就是怎么让祷告成为我们教会的一个传统一个风气。
And so as we plan, we need to think about how we can create a habit and a atmosphere of prayer in the church.
然后我们看十二节开始就有120个人在祷告。
And we see verse 12, there's 120 people praying.
那我们仔细看这个120个人是谁。
And so who are these 120 people?
主要是三种人。
Three kinds of people.
那这个120个人就是使徒教会的一个核心。
And so these 120 three types of people are the core people in the apostolic church.
所以一个教会你如果200个人信徒，你没有办法期待每一个人信心都一样。
If we have a church of 200 membership, we cannot expect everyone to have equal faith.
有人在前面，有人在后面。
There will be some in the front and some in the back.
但是教会发展一定要有一股核心的人。
But to have the church grow, we need to have a core group of people.
那这一群核心的人从祷告开始，一直到被圣灵充满。
And this core group of people started with prayer until they are filled by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们常常发现比较年轻的一代很会计划。
And so we discover those younger generation, they know how to plan.
这也可以说他们的专长跟恩赐。
And this is their talents and their what they're good at.
但是如果能够把祷告放在前面
，But if they can also place prayer before that,
再加上我们这种计划的头脑，我想圣工会更加的发展。
And plus the ability to plan, then I believe we will be even more prosperous.
那第一种人。
So the first type of people.
从十三节
，verse 13，
彼得、雅各、约翰一直念下去。
Peter, James, and John, and so on.
一直到十三节结束。
Until the end of chapter verse 13.
十二个使徒。
These are the 12 disciples.
就是有职分的人。
And those are people with titles.
啊，今天谁是有职分的
？So today, who are the people who has a whole office?
就是教会的长老、执事、传道负责人。
These are the ministers, the elders, the deacons, and the board members.
所以我们一想到要什么复兴教会，我们第一个就想到要来开会。
So when you think about how we want to make our church grow, when you first think about that, we need to have a meeting.
其实从使徒行传这一群有职分的人是从祷告开始的。
And in fact, this group of people started with prayer.
所以怎么让我们的祷告成为服事的一部分，这是值得我们来思考的。
So how do we make prayer a part of our serving, servitude? This is something we need to think about.
一个最容易的方法就是我们提倡在聚会前半个钟头到教会来祷告。
One simple way is to promote that we have a prayer half an hour before the service begins.
这有几个好处。
There are several benefits.
第一个。
Number one,
因为聚会前有祷告，所以你可以发现这个聚会的气氛不一样。
Because we have prayer before the service, we discovered the atmosphere of the service is different.
我曾经去过很多教会。
I've been to many churches.
有时候聚会奉主耶稣圣名开始，一半来到。
And I say in the name of Jesus Christ, we begin, and then there's only half membership appeared.
然后你第一次祷告完。
And after the first prayer,
就是来的再多一点。
And then there will be more who will come.
最后一次祷告，几个又进来了。
And then the last prayer, there will be a few more that will come in.
不只是这样。
Not only this.
有时候你会发现信徒来到教会好像很累。
Sometimes we see the members came to the church, but they have come, but they are very tired.
怎么昨天晚上睡了一晚上，安息日这么累呢？
And that is supposedly that they have slept whole night. How come they're so tired on Saturday?
等一下中午吃饭的时候谈股票谈政治，哇，生龙活虎。
And at the noontime they talk about stocks, they talk about politics, and they're so lively.
下午一聚会又很累。
And but in the afternoon they're also still very tired.
为什么会这样？
How can that be?
因为这个灵里面没有通。
Because in the spirit, they do not have life in the spirit.
所以对属灵的事情没有感受力。
So they are not sensitive, or they do not feel anything in the spirit.
所以你一讲属灵的事情，他就很累。
And so when you talk about something like spiritual, they feel very tired.
但是你如果在一个教会常常祷告，你发现你在讲道的时候，你从听众里面你感觉到有一种回应。
But if we pray often in the church and as we deliver the sermon, we will feel there is a reaction from the congregation.
所以这第一个我们在聚会前推行祷告绝对好的益处。
And so this is the first benefit of holding prayer time before the services.
第一个就是大家聚会会准时。
And so the second is that people will come on time.
第二个聚会的气氛不一样。
And I'm sorry, the first people will come on time. The second is that the atmosphere of the service will be different.
第三个。
Thirdly,
我们教会的同工有一个机会在一起祷告。
That the co-workers in the church can have an opportunity to pray together.
好，那这个第一种人是有职分的人。
And so the first type are those people who hold office.
那这个有职分的人，我们仔细看彼得、雅各、约翰列在最前面。
And here says there's Peter, James and John. These people are listed first.
那彼得、雅各、约翰加拉太书说是教会的柱石。
And in Peter, John and James in Galatians, it was recorded that they are the pillars of the church.
所以我们今天在教会里面，我们在这里的大概都是教会的柱石。
And today, sitting among here with us, all of us today, we are the pillars of the church.
那这个柱石从哪里开始？
And where does this pillar begin?
从祷告开始。
We begin with prayer.
所谓柱石就是能够承担重量。
And to be a pillar, we have to be able to bear some weight.
那第一个重量压下来的就是祷告。
And the first weight that comes upon us would be prayer.
因为你要早一点起来。
Because we need to wake up a little bit earlier.
你要跪半个钟头。
We have to kneel there for 30 minutes.
教会圣公不犯罪，你要禁食祷告。
And if the church holy work cannot be carried out, you have to fast and pray.
这种牺牲本身就是一个压力。
This kind of sacrifice, it is a burden.
所以对做教会的柱石，如果这个压力都没有办法承受，那就不要提到要 再参其他的牺牲。
And so to be the pillar of the church, if we cannot even bear this kind of weight, we don't even need to think about other kind of sacrifices.
所以，如果我们教会的负责人、长老、执事、传道、宗教教育系负责、宗教教育教员都来参加祷告会
，And so if all of the ministers and the council members and the RE coordinators and the teachers all come to participate in a prayer,
每一个教会你至少可以找到15个人。
Every church we can at least find 15 people.
然后再加上配偶最少有30个人。
And plus our spouses, then that would be 30 people.
那如果每个礼拜都有30个人聚会前在这里祷告半个钟头。
And if every week, prior to the service, there are 30 people praying 30 minutes before the service.
教会圣工一定会进步的。
Then the work in the church must prosper.
所以我们一定要注重祷告，要让它成为一个风气，一个传统。
Therefore, we need to emphasize upon prayer and make it a habit and make it a tradition.
那才能够得到上头的能力。
Only then can we obtain the power from above.
那十四节说，这些人同着几个妇人。
And verse 14 talks about these people with some other women.
这个妇人还包括就是抹大拉的玛利亚，就是七个鬼。主耶稣从身上把他赶出去。
And so Mary, so these women includes the Mary that Lord Jesus Christ has cast out seven demons.
就是得恩而且知道感恩的。
And they have received the grace from the Lord, and they know how to give thanks.
感恩需要有行动。
And to give thanks, that must also carry action.
有那个感动很好，但是需要有行动。
You have that kind of.Your touch that is very good, but you need also have action.
所以没有行动的感恩就很难让人了解到底我们的感恩在哪里。
So the thanksgiving without any action would be very difficult for other people to see why or how we are offering thanksgiving.
所以这个几个妇人也可以指的说他们是有感恩的人，他们就来加入这个祷告。
So these group of women, they are the people who wanted to give thanks and they came and pray.
所以教会愿意加入圣工的人，很多常常是对神有感恩。
So those people who are willing to participate in the work in the church are those who wanted to repay and thank God.
想要为人做一点事情。
They wanted to do a little bit for God.
那我们就从祷告开始。
And so we should start with prayer.
那再来是耶稣的母亲。
The next is the mother of Jesus.
主耶稣的母亲从小就知道耶稣就是圣灵怀胎生下来。
And the mother of Jesus understand from Jesus' young age that he was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
所以他对主耶稣讲的每一句话都反复思想。
And so every words she has spoken to Jesus or she have heard, she will think about it over and over again.
这也告诉我们教会里面对这个主耶稣的价值，对圣工的价值。认识得清楚的人，他就会很愿意加入圣工的行列。
It is to tell us those people who value Lord Jesus or those who value the work of God, they will participate in the work of God.
所以有的人呢，他很喜欢做圣工。
And so there are people who loves to participate.
他也觉得这种奉献跟服事是最有意义的生活。
And they feel that this kind of service and sacrifice is the most meaningful life.
那他有这样的心呢？那来加入祷告就不困难了。
So if that they already have this kind of heart to participate in prayer, would not be difficult.
所以第二章开始，他们得圣灵，被圣灵充满。
So in chapter 2, they receive the Holy Spirit and are filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以他们能够突破犹太教的这个势力。
So they can break through the authority or the pressure from the Jewish Jewish religion.
40天前，主耶稣被钉在耶路撒冷。
40 days ago, Lord Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross.
你可以想犹太教的势力有多大。
Can you imagine the power of the Jewish sect?
主耶稣被钉死。
Because they could crucify Lord Jesus.
但是圣灵充满。
But when they are filled with the Holy Spirit,
讲得很有力量。
They can deliver powerful sermons.
好像刀在扎人的心。
They penetrate people's heart.
就彼得起来讲道。
And so Peter stood up and
preached. 你们所钉死的耶稣。
That the Lord Jesus that you have crucified.
他已经复活。
He has resurrected.
他就是救主。
And he is your savior.
所以正道很短。
And so the sermon was quite short.
但是每一句话都扎到他们的心。
But every word penetrated their heart.
因为神的灵好像两刃的利剑
运行了。The power of God is like a double-edged sword.
所以神的话扎到他们心。
And so the word of God penetrated their heart.
所以三千人受洗。
And so 3,000 were baptized.
所以我们今天圣工要发展的一个起步就是怎么带领我们教会过一个祷告的生活，被圣灵充满。
So the beginning step of how we can lead our church is to how to build up the life of prayer so that they can participate in the church work.
我们刚刚有在讨论提案里面有在讨论这个唱诗。
And in the proposal, we talked about having a hymnal worship.
圣经记载主耶稣唱诗，只是说唱完诗他就出去了，被钉十字架。
And the Bible recorded that Jesus, he sang hymn, and then he went out, and he was crucified.
不是唱诗不重要。
It is not that to praise and sing hymn is not important.
但是唱诗不能够取代祷告。
But singing hymns cannot replace prayer.
因为所有的神迹奇事出来，大部分如果从圣经都是从上头的能力被圣灵充满来的。
For we see a majority of the time when the power comes from above, it is through prayer.
这是我们在第一点是使徒教会的发展。
And so this is point number one, the growth of the apostolic church.
那整个这个使徒行传就是圣灵的带领的一部分工作。
And so the entire book of Acts records the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
到第十章。
Till chapter 10,
Cornelius,
he believed in the Lord.
突破种族的界限。
He has broken through the barrier of race.
谁计划的？
Who planned it?
没有人计划。
No one planned it.
彼得看到异象。
Peter saw a vision.
哥尼流看到异象。
Cornelius, he saw a vision.
两个异象合起来，福音就传开了。
And two visions combined, and the gospel was preached.
福音怎么传到奈及利亚？
How can the gospel be preached to Nigeria?
没有人计划的。
No one had planned that.
我们一个工人遇到一个非洲人，跟他传福音。
Met an African descent, and he preached to him.
怎么在那个时候遇到那个人？就是神的带领啊。
How can he meet that person at that time? It is the guidance of God.
你非洲的每一个国家传福音，差不多都不是计划的。
And out of the countries in Africa that we have preached to, it is not by plan.
就是圣灵带领，你就遇到一个想要信主的人，就这样就传进去了。
It is by the guidance of the Holy Spirit we encounter a person who wants to believe, and then the gospel enter into that country.
使徒行传十六章。
In Acts chapter 16.
福音传到欧洲。
And the gospel was preached to Europe.
我们看保罗有计划。
We see that Paul had a plan.
但是他一直在修改他的计划。
But he continues, continually changing his plan.
我们看十六章，《使徒行传》十六章。
Acts chapter 16.
第六节。
Verse 6.
圣灵禁止他们在亚细亚讲道。这里说，圣灵禁止他们在亚细亚讲道。
And here says the Holy Spirit kept them from preaching there.
他们有计划，大概计划以后就一直祷告，那神就禁止他们。
And so they had planned, and they had, when they had planned, they prayed, and when they prayed, the Holy Spirit stopped them.
那他就搬了到第七节，到美西亚的边界。
And so they changed plan, and they went to the border of Mysia.
然后要到比推尼去。
And then they want to go to Bethania.
然后耶稣的灵却不许。
But then the Spirit of Jesus would not allow.
所以第二次他改变计划。
And second time they make change of plan.
所以到第八节后面到特罗亚去。
And so verse 8 at the end they went to Troas.
那到第九节他就看到异象。
And verse 9 they seen a vision.
马其顿呼声。
The calling of the Macedonian.
所以就到欧洲传福音。
They went to Europe to preach.
就建立了腓立比教会。
And the Philippi, the church in Philippi was established.
所以这个十六章我们看出他有计划，但是在计划之后他不断的祷告，所以一直在修正，照着圣灵的带领来做事情。
So in chapter 16 we see that there is a plan.And they prayed, and they continued to change the plan with the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以《使徒行传》圣功的突破都是借着圣灵的带领。
So the breakthrough of the holy work in the apostolic church are all done through the Holy Spirit.
我们今天要传福音，真的不晓得谁是神要拣选。
And today we want to preach, but however we do not know who are the chosen people of God.
但是我们听到很多的见证，如果我们大家同心合意祷告，神自然就感动慕道者自己找来，或者感动信徒找到神要拣选，就很奇妙。
But we heard many testimonies that when we pray, then people and then God will move people to come to the church.By themselves, and they will receive the Holy Spirit and believe.
所以这个圣灵在真耶稣教会，我们要做宣道的工作，第一个要强调，绝对要强调就是圣灵。
And therefore, to do participate in the holy work in the church, what we need to emphasize is prayer in the Holy Spirit.
我们看第四章
，Chapter Four.
因为圣灵的能力，所以神迹奇事显明。
Because of the power of the Holy Spirit, there are miracles and signs.
我们看第四章的 31节。
Chapter 4, verse 31.
祷告完聚会的地方震动，他们就被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。
So after their prayer, the place where their meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God.
这里讲啊，当初的使徒遇到逼迫。
At that time, the apostles they were persecuted.
彼得、约翰遇到逼迫。
Peter and John they were persecuted.
然后放出来，他们祷告到聚会地方震动。
And when they were released, they prayed together until that meeting place was shaken.
圣灵充满。
They were filled with the Holy Spirit.
那到了第五章。
And in chapter 5,
我们就发现。神迹奇事显明十二节。
We discover that there are miracles and signs. Verse 12.
主借着使徒在民间行了很多神迹奇事。
Apostle performed many miracles and signs and wonder among the people.
那信的人越多，十四节。
In verse 14, more people came were added.
因为神迹奇事显明。
Because there were miracles and signs.
很多人很多的困难，走投无路，来到教会，看到神迹奇事，神帮他们解决问题，他就信了。
Many people they ran out of options. They came to the church and God solved their issues or problems, and they believed.
所以我们在《使徒行传》里面可以看到主耶稣所行的，在他的身体使徒教会里面照样行出来。
And so we see that in the apostolic time, what Lord Jesus Christ has done on his body, the church, the apostles also can do.
那今天我们真教会啊，也有神的能力。
And so today, the true church, we also have the power of God.
医病赶鬼神迹奇事，显明神的荣耀。
We can heal illness and cast out the demons. We can have miracles to glorify the name of God.
所以我想，我们每一个人在地方教会都有看过，当神的荣耀显出来，很多人就信主。
So I believe that we have witnessed that when the glory of God has been manifested, many people come to believe.
好，我们看第二章。
Chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
47节。
Verse 47.
第二章47节。
Chapter 2, verse 47.
好，说赞美神，得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Praising God and enjoying favor of all people, and the Lord added to their number daily.
这个地方讲啊，使徒教会啊，天天有得救的人加进去。
Since the apostolic church has people added to their number every day.
以今天我们来讲，就天天有人洗礼。
So that is to say, today in our terms, that every day there will be baptism.
这是结果。
This is the outcome.
那为什么？
How can this be?
应该从43章一直到46章。
这原因 should be from verse 43 to verse 46.
那我们看42节
verse 42.
他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼祈祷。
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, and to the breaking of bread and prayer.
这里在讲他们信主以后啊，生活有一个很大的改变。
So here it says after they have believed, their life has a great transformation.
遵守使徒的教训。
They follow the apostles' teachings.
也就是他的生活已经真理化，能够表达，把真理在生活中表达出来。
That is, they can practice and show.The truth in their daily lives.
那彼此交接就是团契，信徒之间有美好的团契。
And they have fellowship. They have a very good communion, communication with each other.
那擘饼常常一起感恩一起用饭。
And they breaking of bread. They give thanks together and eat together.
那祈祷从上头得能力。
And to pray to receive power from above.
所以这种生活非常的喜乐。
So this kind of life is quite joyful.
所以在四十六节
So verse 46.
他们常常在一起，非常喜乐。
And they're together all the time, for they're all very happy.
所以得救的人就增加。
And so that they the number were added to them daily.
今天很多人在寻找一种心灵上的满足。
Today many people try to pursue a spiritual satisfaction.
但是这个满足世界上找不到。
But this kind of satisfaction cannot be found in this world.
那我们在第二章的末头就看到神的国降临的那一种满足。
So in chapter 2 at the end, we see the satisfaction of the coming or the abundance of the kingdom of God.
公义、平安、喜乐。
Justice, righteousness, and joy.
所以这个教会如果大家生活有更新，神很清楚同在，你会发现很多人来了不想走，走了很想回来。
And
there, so if we, our church, we have a transformation and we have a renewed life, many people will come and they will not want to leave. And if they were to leave, they will want to come back. Because God is here.
看不到, 但是感受得到,
cannot see him, but we can feel him.
神的那个平安, 喜乐在这里,
because the peace and the joy of God and the abundance of God is here.
神的能力在这里,
the power of God is here.
所以今天怎么让我们的教会 让人能够感受到神的同在 这个是信徒增加的一个很重要原因
Today, how do we allow the members or other people to feel the abundance of God? This has to do with the increase of our number
那这常常借着我们的团契生活的更新来的
And this comes through the fellowship and also the renewed life
我说一下我们在看很多的教会也有这个体验
I see that many of the churches also have this kind of experience.
所以这是使徒教会发展的一个重要的原因。
And so this is a very important reason why the apostolic church that they were prosperous.
好，我们现在再看第八章。
Chapter 8.
使徒行传的第八章。
The Book of Acts, Chapter 8.
这个第八章我们上一次有提过。
In Chapter 8, we had previously mentioned.
这个耶路撒冷门徒受逼迫到处传福音
the members in Jerusalem were persecuted and then they scattered to preach
这是个人布道
This is the personal evangelism
那到了11章
Till chapter 11
11章
Chapter 11
21节
Verse 21
主与他们同在